It's not the yelling that wrecks relationships. It's not the slammed doors, the angry texts, or even the cold silence afterward. It's what happens before all that. Those few invisible seconds where you feel the spark of anger rising, and you either catch it or you let it burn everything down. If you're tired of anger running your life, I just want you to know, you're not powerless. You're not broken. You just haven't been shown how to spot that moment and change it. Today, I'm going to share three simple but powerful keys that have helped literally thousands of men and women take back control of their anger and rebuild relationships they once thought were beyond saving. Because real strength, it's not about overpowering other people. It's about mastering yourself. Hey there, I'm Alistair Dyers, and welcome to episode 3 of the Anger Secrets podcast. If you're tuning in today, I just want to say, you being here says a lot about you. Facing your anger isn't easy, but the fact that you're willing to listen, to learn, to show up, that's huge. Over the last 30 years, I've helped more than 15,000 men and women learn how to manage their anger, stay calm under pressure, and build the kind of relationships they didn't think were possible anymore. And every week on this podcast, I'm sharing the same tools, stories, and strategies I use with my private clients. Simple, practical things you can actually use. Not endless theory, not complicated jargon, just real help. And if you ever want to go deeper, or if you feel like you could use a little extra support, you can always head over to angersecrets.com. You'll find a free training there, and if you want, you can even book a free 30-minute call with me. No pressure, just a real conversation. All right, let's dive in. So, what are the three keys to anger management? The first key, it's awareness. Now, what do I mean by that? Basically, if you want to control your anger, the first thing you have to do is notice when you're starting to get angry. You've got to catch it early, before you say or do something you'll regret. Let's talk through a real-life example. Say you're talking to your partner about something that really matters to you. But instead of listening, they're glued to their phone, or looking around the room, or just clearly not engaged. How would you feel? Most people would feel hurt, ignored, and, yeah, angry. Now, imagine it escalates. Maybe your partner snaps back. Maybe they say something that hits a nerve. Next thing you know, you're yelling, and suddenly it's a full-blown argument. Sound familiar? The key to avoiding that spiral isn't pretending you're not upset. It's catching the anger early. It's recognizing, wait, I'm getting wound up here, and stepping back before the explosion happens. I'll teach you some really simple ways to do that in future episodes. But for now, just remember, awareness is everything. If you don't realize you're getting angry, you can't change it. But if you do catch it, you've got options. Okay, let's move on to the second key, understanding that anger doesn't help. When you're in the heat of the moment, it feels like anger helps, right? Feels like it gives you power. Like you're standing up for yourself. But honestly, it doesn't. I've worked with thousands of people over the years, and not once has someone said, "You know, Alistair, that angry outburst really solved all my problems." Instead, I hear things like, "I blew up at my boss, and now I'm worried about losing my job." "I screamed at my partner, and now our relationship's hanging by a thread." "I lost it with my kid, and now they're scared of me." Every single time, anger made it worse. It doesn't matter who you're angry at, your partner, your boss, your kids. There's always a better way to handle it. A way that actually helps you and the people you care about. Finally, here's the third key. This is the one that can really change everything. You create your anger. Now, I know that might sound a little strange. It's easy to believe that anger just happens to you, like getting caught in the rain or catching a cold. But anger's different. Anger isn't something that's done to you. It's something you create based on how you interpret what's happening around you. Let's walk through another quick example. You are driving in heavy traffic and someone cuts you off. Now, some people would lose it. Honking, yelling, throwing their hands up, heart pounding, blood boiling. Other people, they'll just slow down, let the car in, maybe even shrug it off and say, whatever. Same situation, totally different reactions. What's the difference? It's the thoughts. One person thinks, that guy's a selfish jerk, he's disrespecting me. The other person thinks, maybe they're having a rough day, no big deal. The situation didn't create the anger. The thoughts about the situation did. And that's such a powerful thing to realize, because it means you're not a victim of your emotions. You have the power to choose how you think about things. And when you change your thinking, you change how you feel. That's something we'll dive into a lot more in future episodes. But for now, just remember, you create your anger. And if you create it, you can change it. All right, that's a lot for today, so let's do a quick recap. The three keys to anger management are: Key 1, awareness, noticing your anger early. Key 2, realizing anger doesn't help, it only makes things worse. And Key 3, knowing you create your anger, which means you have the power to change it. We're going to keep building on these in future episodes. So if this clicked with you, make sure you hit that follow button. And if you found this helpful, it would mean a lot if you left a quick review. It helps other people find the show, and honestly, it might be the nudge someone else really needs. And if you want that free training, or if you're thinking, I could use a real conversation about this, just head over to angersecrets.com. There's a free 30-minute call you can book. No sales pitch, no judgment, just help. And if you're serious about making a real change, check out the complete anger management system at angersecrets.com/course. I'd love to walk with you through this. One last thing before I go. You can't control what other people say or do, but you can control you, your reactions, your tone, your choices. And that's where your real power lives. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only, and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.